Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. Man, it's good to have 15 minutes of heat back, which, by the way, is brought to you by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000 online at HollywoodKia.com. Call them today, 832-930-6181. It is a packed weekend. Lots of football to dive into. How do you feel today, Froggy? You know, your beloved Justin Herbert went down in a poop show. You love him so much with his intangible receivers, and then once again just loses in fabulous fashion. But all the nerds are making excuses for him.
Nah, it's good to know that the more mobile quarterback won that game, but it was surprising though. It really was surprising.
You know where I think people want to get to in their life? You want to get to a place. I'm going to use some names. Barry Sanders. Tom Brady. They didn't even do it with Peyton Manning. Drew Brees. You want to get to a point in your career that even if something goes wrong, you're so good they never blame you. Right? And once you get there, because guess what?
Mm-hmm.
We all remember Aaron Rodgers not winning games in Green Bay before he went to the Jets. But we ignored that. They didn't give him any running game. They didn't give him any defense. Blah, 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 blah.
Never drafted a first-round offensive player, right?
Right. So these are all things that we use as an excuse when Aaron Rodgers didn't win. Now we're doing it already for Justin Herbert?
Yeah, Justin Herbert. No, he doesn't have a ring at least. You know, Justin Herbert's been in here and listen.
But that's what I'm saying. It's gotten to the point where so many people have praised him.
Do we sound like losers though? Like, are we covering up for Tua? Because we're sitting here, we're not even in the playoffs.
Because here's what I would say in contrast to that. No matter what happens to the Dolphins, the first person they go to is Tua.
My whole thing with the Justin Herbert thing is not to sit here and see like, he's no better than Tua.
No.
Really has nothing to do with that. But it has been funny watching for years. They're basically their whole careers and saying, oh, poor little Justin doesn't have a coach. Oh, his coach is an idiot. Oh, he has no skill, guys. Oh, he doesn't have a line. Oh, he's hurt. Oh, he's poor. And then when it's Tua, they're just like, bum! Bum!
Right. But that's my point.
Stinks! Can't play in the cold!
maybe.
Whatever career you in, whatever career you have, that's where you want to get to. No, no matter what, you don't have to say anything. People are going to help you out, right?
We got a you know what? What I love, though,
throws four picks and they say he don't have something else. That's why he threw the four picks.
I love this upcoming week. We got a Ravens Bills game.
Woo.
Whoever loses that day, don't lose. Because Lamar and Josh Allen.
Whoever loses, they're going to say, can't get us. Can't get rid of him.
Can't get it done. Over the hump.
Can't get it done. He's not that guy.
Yeah.
Like, anyway. But that's what we say about Tua. And I'm getting ready to say, after this weekend, you think we're going to say that about either quarterback?
Well, right now on First Take, they have the debate. Worst weekend, Herbert or Love?
Herbert. Love was hurt.
They have a lot of injuries, too. Didn't they have on their top three receiver? Dude, that guy went down with the Guardian cap.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oh, oof.
Nothing you can do with that. I mean, what more can he do? He's wearing the Guardian cap.
I'm telling you, listen. The Guardian cap is optics. I told you what causes concussion.
I mean, the only reason that A-chan wore is because his mom made him.
Mom, yeah.
But you understand what a concussion is.
She was watching yesterday.
That has nothing to do with the Guardian cap. The Guardian cap dulls the hit, so with the helmets don't bounce off.
Yeah, I always thought the Guardian cap was for linemen. I thought it was like for camp, so you don't know, you know, like that little those little bump heads thing.
It's when you're going, two guys going fast and you just graze helmets, from the plastic. So the Guardian cap kind of dulls that hit. But your brain is still jarring in your head.
Got to put memory foam on the inside of these helmets. That'll get it done.
It doesn't matter.
Nah.
After what I just explained to you.
Yeah.
And told you what causes a concussion.
Nope. You can jump on a bed with wine on it. Won't spill.
Okay, but if you jump,
I was impressed by that. It's impressive.
If you jump on the bed with your head, your brain jars in your head. What are you going to do about that?
Well, you got to adjust your head number. That's what we do. Everyone gets a helmet number. Do you like it firm? Do you like it soft?
Listen to it. Whatever you need.
But it's on the inside, dude. It's not on the outside.
Well, we're working out the kinks, Leroy. It's the first year of the memory foam helmet. We're doing our best.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. By the way, the Patriots, to no one's surprise, they officially hired Mike Vrabel as their head coach.
What a shocker.
Boy, that was knowing what coach you were going to have before you got rid of the other one. How do you fire a coach and say, we put him in an unattainable situation? Remember what I was talking about, black coaches and minority coaches? That's the situation you don't want to go into, because now, you know, people aren't smart enough to look at that situation and not say, oh, he only made it 1 year. That's how they're going to look at looking at it like bad spot to be in.
The thing that's rotten with Mayo, though, is Mayo's a guy, he's a Patriots guy, and they, like, supposedly Robert Kraft loved him for like 5 years. And then it's just like, nah, rats off a ship.
Right. Like,
name me a Patriots wide receiver.
Devontae Parker?
Who's that guy? Polk?
Yeah. N'Keal Harry? What about, is Devontae Parker still a Patriot? I'm not even
sure. Retired.
Is he retired?
He's retired. He's retired. That's when you know, right?
Oh, God.
When a guy could be retired for 2 or 3 years and you don't even know he's gone.
So sad.
The rumors are swirling. Deion Sanders, very interested in coaching the Raiders, but there's some counter reports that say the Raiders are not interested in him. They have, quote, zero interest, according to The Athletic.
You know why? You know why?
No.
Because you can't, they don't want a higher, what's the word I'm looking for? They want a guy with more cachet than the owner. Some owners have a problem with that. Jerry Jones has a problem with that.
The guy with the haircut? Anybody has more cachet than that guy. Look how he looks.
But listen, Jerry Jones, Jimmy Johnson.
They had John Gruden. John Gruden, I would say, like, he was a guy that had more cachet than Mark Davis.
But 12 seconds.
Yeah, but, I mean, he got canceled.
Yeah, they would have. They were committed. They were committed to Gruden.
Yeah, they paid him a lot of money.
Yeah.
Or maybe,
yeah, that's true.
Maybe that's true. Maybe they're
on a different.
Oh yeah, but that, right. But I feel like Deion's positive for the Raiders, isn't it?
Maybe that's why I don't like him, man.
Some franchises are just like some to be
look,
bad.
I tell you this all the time. If people have a problem with Deion, that's a you problem. The guy don't drink, he don't swear, right? He speaks about, you know, things as real as he could, and some people still have a problem with Deion. I'm like, I may not like all the stuff that Deion does, right? I could say that. That's fine. You don't have to like everything. But it ain't got nothing to do with what I feel about him and his positive impact on young players and young men.
They got to explain themselves for getting rid of Antonio Pierce. The only way I think they could kind of like make it make sense would be to bring in someone like Deion. Because I
right.
feel like
you
Antonio
can't,
Pierce
you can't, you can't bring in with all the chaos you have going on around your organization to say we're going to go and get a new coach that's going to make it better.
Yeah.
You're fooling yourself, right? There's a lot of things that got to happen in that organization for it to turn around. And I would say that the coach part of it is not number one on the list. So unless you make some other changes to your roster and stuff like that, then it doesn't matter who the coach is. So you might as well bring in somebody, right? Now, the thing is that Deion seems like the guy that's going to want a lot of control. That might be the problem.
Speaking of coaches, did Mike McDaniel throw someone under the bus this weekend? What's next?
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Call at 866-954-MORE.
Sure can. It is... part of the collie. Winds out of the west. Southwest, almost. At about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Real light winds. Temperature should be warming up a little bit if that's the case. So I'm going to guess it's around 70, 75 degrees right now.
You're using your microphone like a speed
bag? It looks to be a pleasant day.
I said, what are you using?
What happened now?
It sounds like you're using your microphone as a speed bag. It was like, boom.
Oh, I don't know. I was bumping the bar as I was getting over to the windowplex. My windowplex is not as easily accessible as it is in the studio.
I am him is a chat name, which is debatable, but he says questions. Is it safe to say Jaden Daniels is better than Tua was as a rookie?
Yeah.
Are you saying Tua as a rookie, or do you mean is it just saying already as a rookie is he better than Tua?
Oh,
I see what you mean. Yeah,
are
we comparing?
I'm assuming he's because very obviously, yeah, as a rookie, he's definitely better than Tua was as a rookie. Yeah. If you're saying is he already better than Tua, he's really good.
He's really good, but we said the same thing about RG3, and
Stroud's had Stroud's had a hell of a regression sophomore slump this year too.
It's just the game plans are a little different. Mm-hmm. So then you have to adjust to that. So Lamar Jackson did it.
Won a playoff game on the road as a rookie though. On the road in Tampa.
But there's only been like three quarterbacks to do that. Yeah. So let's calm down.
Man, when do we get a game in Tampa?
Right. That'd be great.
When do we get a game can we get a playoff game in Jacksonville for a playoff game? Well, the last time they did, Marino got lost 62-7. That didn't go so good.
Not good.
SDI says, either way, the answer is yes. So is Bo Nix.
What?
Wow.
Bo Nix?
Well, no, because remember earlier in the year you went, oh, my God, Bo Nix. Like, everybody said, oh, maybe is this a reach,
mm-hmm.
right? And then, you know, he kind of turned it around. But that's what that guy does with quarterbacks. So
it's what it is. Look, any Dolphin fan, even the most ardent supporter of Tua right now, like it's not even really a question of talent, which already has its questions. But like, yeah, I mean, you're coming off a year where he missed six games, and that was the biggest red flag of him of all. Like, I can't act like I'm not terrified going into the next season, being like, all right, what's going to be the thing that flares up this year?
Right.
But the news going into the weekend, Leroy, the Dolphins fired a couple of coaches. They fired special teams coordinator Danny Crossman, who had been here a long time.
We knew that was coming.
I mean, that's. But the Dolphins let go of Wes Welker as wide receiver coach. And that one kind of stunned me.
Tyreek thing?
Is that a what thing?
Tyreek thing or?
I don't know. But he's been with him since San Francisco. I was like, whoa. That's your boy, too. Hey, let me tell you something. When I've seen Leroy at top hobnobbing, Leroy was hobnobbing with Wes Welker. Left me in the dust.
Do you think he let Tyreek get away with so much that Mike McDaniel felt like, I can't have you in a
that was
authority
my,
position?
That was my thought on it. I thought that, like, all right, was he not reporting how many times Tyreek Hill was late and it made him look stupid or something like that? Like, that's the only thing I can think of. Like, what could you do? What could Westwood, like, because certainly you could sit here on its face and just be like, hey, Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, highest paid guys on the team, neither had 1,000 yards. Blame the wide receiver coach. But, like, isn't his job to – I mean, what does he need to do to develop those guys? Like,
yeah,
right.
You know, that didn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. So, yeah, I agree with you, Marcos. The only thing that seems to make sense to me was Wes Welker too lenient in the room?
Yeah. Too much of a player's coach, huh? That sucks, though, because I feel like scapegoat.
I feel like a scapegoat too.
Messed up.
That's your guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, Leroy.
Is that another thing too of like, hey, that's my guy. I got rid of him. That's how dedicated I am. Please don't fire me.
Streets need a body.
But like, what? So let me get this straight though. Wes Welker was the coach the last 3 years. Two of those years, wide receivers were incredible.
Yeah.
Now his coaching got that much worse?
1 year. It's rough.
I don't know.
Scapegoat.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think, I don't know. I think sometimes players get in the comfort zone, and in order to change that and change the process in which they go about things, you change the coach to kind of get a new focus and a new attitude in there. So I don't know. Maybe it was these guys got a little bit too comfortable and they weren't doing their job.
Maybe.
And there's a lot of coaches that make assumptions that you're a professional. You've been a professional a long time. You know how to go about this. And that might not. When Tyreek says, I didn't get enough work. Right? Does that not fall on the coach?
Does that fall on the position coach?
I don't know.
Why would that fall? Like, why would that fall on him?
I don't know. I'm just
like you're
I'm guessing. I don't know why coaches get fired, dude.
That's why. Well, I just tended to like. We all saw the. We're like, oh, special teams obviously getting fired. But like, this guy's been here for years. He came with Mike McDaniel from San Francisco,
right?
They're obviously tight. I feel like when I you know used to go to practices, I see Mike McDaniel hobnobbing with Wes Welker all the time. Now maybe Wes Welker likes to hobnob because I saw it with Leroy too. But you know, from my standpoint, I'm just like, wait, what? What do you mean Wes Welker got canned? I didn't understand. Like, that to me, it just felt like he either kept secrets to make that kept Mike McDaniel looking a little foolish. Maybe he was trying to keep the stress off of his plate. I don't know. But just, you can't go out here and tell me performance. Like, we're going to blame 230 million receivers. We're going to blame their performances on the coach? Really? Like, Malik Washington got better, did he not?
Right. Well, again, we could probably do this throughout coaching, right? But we picked to do this here in this situation. I don't know why coaches get fired, right? I mean, we just had the thought process of can't imagine how coach got fired in their first year.
Yeah.
On a team that sucked. And you knew they were going to suck. And why are you firing the coach?
Schmeathen says, what if Welker pounded the table for OBJ?
Okay. Okay. Marco's got a job for him then. We can pound the table together.
Oh, man.
Schmeathen also brought up another good point.
What's that?
You got to replace nostalgia with nostalgia. So, Brian Hartline, new receivers coach?
Mm? No, he's coaching in a championship game.
Well, you know, take a little.
Hartline is the wide receiver coach in Ohio State. Yeah.
Time to step up to the
big leagues. That's a much softer landing, by the way.
Mm. I feel like Hartline's sticking around there because he knows the next Michigan loss. Even if Ryan Day wins the national championship, once he loses to Michigan again, he's fine.
Listen, I already asked my biggest Ohio State supporter.
What did he say?
He says
he's Teflon.
He says no. He was going to be there regardless. I'm like, that's not what I was hearing after the Michigan game. Mm-mm. I don't know, man.
I'm telling you, if he wins the national championship and he loses to Michigan again, his seat's going to get hot. They're tired of losing to Michigan.
Yeah, but the goal is to win a championship.
That's what they fired Orgeron.
I mean, hold on. All right.
I don't care that he was too horny.
He was very horny, too.
And irresponsible, too.
Yeah, baby, you can come by practice.
We're going to do this to the Oklahoma drill, and then, we'll go to the room and we'll talk around.
Take a break. Back after this.
Bum, 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 bum.
Leroy, it is time to gather us around the locker room and hand out your weekend game balls and game bums. Bum. What do you got, dude?
Well, I'm going to go for my game bums. I'm going to pull a tour, and I'm going to put it all on two quarterbacks that, woo, stunk it up. Bo Nix, Justin Herbert, joint game bum, weren't very good. Made it so that the other team didn't have to do a whole lot because you kept throwing the ball to him.
Also had a blocked extra point.
Blocked extra point. My game ball, I got to tell you, man, this Jaden Daniels. He is something special.
I know.
He is.
He's good.
He is. He look good.
He's good.
I would say I always wonder these questions. If I had taken Jaden Daniel first and put Caleb Williams in that situation, would it look similar? And being that we would be saying the same thing about Caleb Williams because you don't go from being the next it guy to that, right? There's got to be some extenuating circumstances.
Unless you listen to Belichick. Belichick told you from jump. He says he was not a Caleb Williams believer.
Yeah, one of the things that'll kill you with Belichick, carelessness with the football. That right there, that's a no-go.
Mm.
Any quarterback that, right, that's a big no. He says, look, three downs and punt is much better than what you're doing for us, son. But, yeah, good football. I just couldn't It's one of those games where you couldn't stop watching because you didn't know what this dude was going to do, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I'll tell you the one thing I can't stop watching, and that's Derrick Henry run over Minka Fitzpatrick. I can't stop watching it. Wow.
Just, I don't know if you know this about Derrick Henry, but he's big.
Big.
Dude.
Wow.
Fast.
I mean.
It's a giant.
That's actually.
You don't usually see teams run the ball like that against Pittsburgh. You don't.
A lot of people saying Pittsburgh quit. They quit on Tomlin.
Yeah. That's what you're getting at with, when you
that's
get
that's what people are saying.
It.
I'm not saying it. I'm just saying people are saying it.
Dude, listen. They're going to put up his numbers, and they're going to put up, is it time to move on? He ain't won a playoff game in X amount of years.
His last right? postseason win is in 2016, six straight losses for Tomlin.
And I would say this to you. He's been there 17 years, never had a losing record, and you are willing to move on from him. You get what you get.
How many 9-8s in there, though? Because 9-8s, I don't believe in that as a winning record.
I don't think any.
Nah, he's had that. He's definitely had 9-8s in there.
Yeah.
They just started the 17-game schedule.
2021 was the first year, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
That being said, did you hear what Jimmy Johnson said?
That they'd be idiots for getting rid of Mike Tomlin?
No. Actually, he didn't say that. Really? He said it's getting stale there in Pittsburgh, and he suggests a coaching swap. He said the Cowboys and Steelers should swap coaches. McCarthy to Pittsburgh. He's a Pittsburgh guy, apparently. And Tomlin to Dallas. A whole switcheroo, according to Jimmy Johnson.
Are they going to let Mike Tomlin be Mike Tomlin?
I don't know.
You know what I mean with Jerry Jones.
I think so.
That wouldn't be bad. A little more creative on the offensive side.
Probably quite a bit of these 9-8s.
Really?
9-8 in 2022. 9-7-1 in 2021.
Hate ties.
8-8 in 2019. 9-6-1 in 2018.
So he's got a handful in there.
8-8 in 2012, 8-8 2013.
Look, I mean, he's also been trying to make Kenny Pickett and Russell Wilson work.
That's true.
You know, like, I don't know, when does the time come? See, that's the thing with Pittsburgh, right? They're almost kind of like the Heat. They never tank. Yeah. Like, with a guy like Tomlin's cachet, when's the time that they would ever pull the plug on a season, or could they ever pull the plug on a season to go get themselves a young quarterback? Because they haven't had anybody since Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
Coach swap. Wow.
You kind of like Coach Swap.
I'm thinking. Little attitude change for both teams?
I think if you would do a coach swap, it has to happen within, like, hours. Because I think I think McCarthy's window to negotiate opens 14th. Soon. It says, this is Schefter. With the Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy eligible to talk to other teams after midnight Tuesday, there haven't been any negotiations on a new deal with Dallas per sources. It's now looking like McCarthy will indeed become a coaching free agent, with Chicago and New Orleans expected to be interested in speaking with him.
You know what? That's a shame. Right? Why wouldn't they let, if they're not going to keep him, why wouldn't they let him go talk to Chicago?
Weird.
It's a weird.
Yeah, they denied thing. The request.
Right. And Chicago's waiting, so what's a couple of days, right?
No. I don't know. That's
like,
a strange one.
That's a crazy, that was a crazy thing, because it would give the impression that they want to re-sign him. And then you hear there's been no traction whatsoever. So I'm like, why wouldn't you just let him go interview?
Decent.
Or could it be something along the lines of, if he got an offer, then anybody who's going to get him away from the Cowboys is going to pay a nice penny, right? And if that was out there, maybe they would end up paying more than they wanted to. So you don't let him talk and start, you know, negotiating, and then come back to you with those negotiations from other teams.
Hmm. lot of coaching drama, dude.
But, well, and to be fair to all these coaches, all the teams that have this coaching drama also have roster drama, right? In that they have some glaring issues that need to be fixed on their roster. And to think that you can fix it and continue to be the same way with a new coach is being unfair to that new coach. Just look at Antonio Pierce and look at Jerry Mayo, right? Two guys who had no chance based on what their roster was.
According to Mary Kay Cabot, your former beat reporter, mm-hmm. Daryl Bevel, Dolphins QB coach, is interviewing with them for their offensive coordinator position, the Cleveland Browns.
With who?
The Browns.
Oh, okay.
With Daryl Bevel.
Well, he's a...
Listen, if I'm Daryl Bevel, I mean, get the experience too, but how could you want that QB situation? Unless you know you're getting Cam Ward.
Again, that's the other thing, right?
Did you see the stuff that they may try and void his contract, Deshaun, because he wasn't wearing his boot?
I did. Yeah, he was like on TikTok or
he was dancing on TikTok, but he didn't have his walking boot on, and apparently he was only like a certain amount of time out from his surgery. I suppose he could lie and say it was an old video. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think it happened down here, too, his re-injury.
Oh, what a shocker. TikTok. In Miami.
TikTok.
What a age.
I mean, listen. Not for anything. I'd kick the tires on just about anything to get from under that. Right?
It's like, yeah. There's definitely a meeting every week in Browns headquarters that's just called Deshaun Watson Loopholes. All right, guys.
I mean, we find anything? Technically, it's not a loophole. If you get injured doing something you shouldn't be doing, your contract can be voided.
Oof. Crazy.
And that's not stuff like playing basketball in the off season or, you know, doing other things and trying to stay in shape. Right? We're not talking about that. But if you just had surgery and we see you out there flailing without doing taking the proper steps towards your recovery, then a team could have some questions.
They got like a spy in Cancun on Deshaun Watson, be like, you were parasailing.
Put it on TikTok.
We saw you, dude. No boot.
Wow. So did they say how he...
I think he didn't hurt it on TikTok. Like they said, like he re-aggravated the injury while rehabbing, I think, in Miami. But the thing that everybody was pointing to, so that's not what's going to get avoided. But apparently the protocols are he's supposed to still be in a walking boot because he's not that far out of surgery.
Right.
And apparently he was seen not in it. Now, I don't know what doctors said. Maybe doctors told him he doesn't need the boot anymore. I don't know. You know, right. Maybe he's a science beater like Jalen Phillips.
Clearly not. He needed another surgery.
Oof.
So that nixed that, right?
Wow. That's something. So you were telling me during the break, Froggy, you said that Minkah Fitzpatrick used to be, he was teammates with Derrick Henry. Yeah. So they're friends. He's not my friend anymore.
No. After that?
He's not my friend anymore. Stiff arm
like that? No way.
I got to tell you.
Have you ever
seen? Anytime I played against my friends.
Yeah.
I wanted to bury them.
Who's your
best?
Do you have the best relationship of a person you stiff armed in a game?
So we played against Kansas City 1 year, and Lonnie Martz we played high school football together. And every year we would go down and we'd talk about, oh, you and Lonnie gonna play against each other, because he was kind of like a cover guy. So I knew when we played them, he was going to cover me the whole game. And I shook him and he fell. And I went for 71. The next time he tackled me, I said, "Well, I cannot wait until we get back home."
Did he avoid you or did he take it like a man?
No, I mean, I haven't seen him.
So, yes, he has avoided it.
I've talked to him. It is not like we left.
Safe to say he didn't go to the reunion?
No, he lives in Tampa now. So. So stuff like that. I remember playing against my the other running back who I got, believe it or not, I started playing football again. Like, I went to a different school freshman year, right? And then I transferred, so I had to sit out my 10th grade year too. They don't have you can play right away. So we were sitting around lunch, and one of the running backs, he was like the star running back. We used to play against each other in Little League, so we were like arch rival parks, right? His park is my park. Everybody would go see the game because we were the two players. And I said, we were going back and forth. And I said, calm down. If I was playing, you wouldn't be playing. And so we put a little wager on it. And so the next year I went and played football. And we played together. So it was hard to say who won the bet. He ended up going to Oregon State and playing for Buffalo. So when we ran into each other, Buffalo, at that time, he was a safety. So, yeah.
We'll take a break here on the show, get you caught up with your headlines. Back with more after this.